Chapter 3. Mom was in the kitchen on the rocker, mending some of Rudy's socks. Katie plopped down on the floor and watched. "Did you hear the freight train, Mom?" she asked. "It had 81 cars and 2 engines. They were throwing sparks out of their smokestacks again."
"And there were some red cars," Rudy added. "The engines had to pull them, too."
Mom sighed. "That's why they threw sparks. They must work hard coming up the grade."
"I like trains," announced Rudy enthusiastically. "Chug, chug."
"I don't," said Mom softly. Katie watched Mom fold the socks into small balls. Mom handed them to Katie. "Take them up to Rudy's room, and then you can help me bake a cake. Tomorrow's a special day, remember?" She smiled, as if Katie could forget. It would be her 12th birthday. Rudy helped as Katie got out the mixing bowl and spoon. Then they needed flour, sugar, and eggs. "Soon I'll be able to make it myself," Katie told Mom. "But I won't try today. If you make it, I know it'll be good. Now, Rudy, you stay out of the way. Then you may lick the bowl when Mom's done." Soon the cakes were cooling on the shelf by the window. There were 2 layers. They smelled good. It was lemon, Katie's favorite flavor. Rudy was hungry as usual.
"When will you ice it?" he asked.
"Not now," answered Mom.
"Why not?" "Then I could lick that bowl."
"If I do it now, Katie will see it. Then it wouldn't be a surprise. She helped bake it, but she won't know what it will look like until tomorrow." Next morning, everyone greeted Katie with a happy birthday, and that was all. That's the way birthdays were celebrated in the Musser home. The cake and surprise only came in the evening, when everybody was there and the rush of the day was over. So Katie had to wait all day for the celebration.
"What is the date today? Isn't there something special?" asked Ike when they were finishing supper.
"Let's see." Levi looked thoughtful. "It's June 20, 1933.
"Why, I do declare it's Katie's birthday."
He pointed to the calendar.
"Look there, Rudy. Someone drew a ring around this date, so it must be special."
"Yes, yes," Rudy bounced in his chair. "Get the cake, Mom. I want to see the cake."
"Relax now. It's not your cake," Ike told Rudy. He looked at Mom. "I'll get the things," he said, and started for the pantry. It was a pretty cake, all covered with thin, pink icing. 3 animal crackers encircled a short, fat candle in the middle. Katie knew the fat candle had been in the buffet drawer, and she was sure Mom had used 3 animal crackers from Rudy's tin, but the cake was beautiful anyway. They all watched Katie blow out the candle. Then she picked up the 3 animal crackers and put them on Rudy's plate.
"Here," she said, "you helped bake it. You must have some of the special parts."
They all watched while a smiling Rudy devoured them one by one. Then Katie opened the bag Mom handed to her.
"Oh," was all she could say. Inside was the most beautiful pink dress, with a neat little collar and long sleeves.
Katie's eyes shone as she looked at Mom.
"Thanks, Mom. When did you make it?"
"When you were sleeping," Mom smiled. She didn't seem so tired today.
"But I just did get a new dress," Katie said. "I didn't expect another one."
"You're growing up. You need bigger clothes." Pop looked at the family. "In fact, you're all growing up."
"Me too," added Rudy.
And they all laughed. Katie took the dress upstairs and hung it beside the yellow one Mom had made 3 weeks earlier. It was so nice of Mom to make her another new dress when she was feeling so tired. But Pop was right. Katie's other ones were too short. These new ones were at least 3 inches longer. Suddenly, Katie remembered. Tomorrow was the day she was to go to Herman's for kerosene. Well, if Lucy Herman asked her what she got for her birthday, she could tell her about the new dress. She wondered what Lucy got. Their birthdays were only 2 days apart, but Lucy was a year older. She never let Katie and Millie Fordney forget that they were younger. But Katie didn't care. Millie was the best friend anyone could have. She was so glad they were in the same grade in school. She stroked the soft pink dress, then went down to find Rudy. Saul Herman was working in the garage when Katie got there the next day. He reached for the kerosene can and set it on the drum. Then he slowly pumped out 3 quarts. He stopped pumping when the hand on the dial said, "Exactly 3 quarts." Katie wondered what he would do if a little more of the oil came out. He'd probably pour it back in the drum, she thought, even if it were only a few spoonsful. Saul wiped his hands carefully on an old rag.
"Did you have a nice birthday?"
"Yours and Lucy's are real close, aren't they?" Saul asked.
"Yes, I did," Katie said. "Mine was yesterday, 2 days after Lucy's."
Saul went to the garage door, and cupping his hands around his mouth, he roared, "Lucy!" In a minute, Lucy appeared at the kitchen door. She smiled when she saw Katie.
"Hey, Lucy, show Katie your birthday present. Go on in, Katie. She can't bring it out here."
Saul laughed. He set the kerosene can on the walk as Katie started for the house.
"I'll set the can here so it's ready when you go," he said.
Lucy stood in the doorway, her round body looking even rounder in a stiff embroidered apron.
"Did you have a nice birthday?" she asked Katie.
Not waiting for her to answer, Lucy went on.
"Was I ever surprised? Papa said he wanted the best for me now that I'm growing up. Then this truck came in the drive and 2 men got out. Come upstairs and see what they brought."
She hurried up the stairs, as fast as her heavy legs could carry her, Katie following.
"There! What do you think of that?"
Lucy opened the bedroom door, displaying her beautiful white bedroom furniture. Little pink roses were painted on each drawer center and on the head of the bed.
"Isn't it beautiful?" She tossed her head proudly. "I know yours probably isn't so fancy, nor Millie Fordney's either, so I feel real lucky."
She stood there a moment waiting while Katie admired it. Then she added, "What did you get?"
"The room's really lovely," Katie said politely.
Pop always said, "Mind your manners."
"I got a pink dress. It's very pretty."
"Oh," was all Lucy said.
"Well, I must be going."
Katie looked at the room again.
"It's really lovely. I'm sure you like it."
She started down the stairs. She could hardly wait to get out of the house. She was almost at the door when Lucy's mother appeared. She was holding a dish towel in her hand. Marie Herman was a small woman, no bigger than Katie.
"Oh, hello, Katie," she said, smiling. "I didn't hear you come in. Were you up to see Lucy's new bedroom suite? Isn't it nice? I said when Lucy was starting to grow up, we always want our little girl to have the very best. She sure was surprised. And what did you get for your birthday?"
"A beautiful pink dress," answered Katie. She said beautiful because it was beautiful, and she liked it very much.
"Oh," said Marie, then added, "a body can always use another dress."
She stood there twisting the dish towel in her hands. Something about Marie always reminded Katie of a scared rabbit, except when she was bragging about something. Then she acted 6 feet tall.
"It's pink, and I like it a lot. I must be going," Katie said, reaching for the doorknob.
She was so angry, she forgot the kerosene. Saul saw it and called her back.
"Here, you don't want to forget the kerosene," he said, as he walked over to the can and held it out for her. "That bedroom is pretty fancy, isn't it? I guess there aren't many around like that. When you're the only child, you don't have to share things. You can have the best."
He winked. Katie grabbed the can and hurried away before Saul could see how close to tears she was.